After a nightmare vacation, how easy will it be to sue?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And the 4,200 passengers who were stranded for days on a disabled cruise ship have finally disembarked. They went straight for the hot showers after days without air conditioning, working toilets, or adequate food. Carnival has offered all passengers a full refund, plus a voucher for a future trip and $500. But for those who still want to sue, it won't be easy, as Marketplace's Chrissy Clark reports.
For haggard Triumph passengers thinking of lawyering up, Julian Bray, a cruise industry analyst, has advice.
If they care to take a look at their booking documents, the cruise line has actually got itself covered for just about everything.
I've got a copy here, 9 pages, single-spaced, down in section 11. Carnival shall not be liable to the passengers for damages for emotional distress, mental suffering, anguish, or psychological injury of any kind under any circumstances, except when such damages were caused. Basically,
even if it's an extreme situation of wading through the sewage, you can't sue just because you had a bad cruise experience, because you haven't sustained a physical injury or illness.
Jim Walker is a lawyer who specializes in cruise ship cases.
They call us cruise ship chasers.
Kind of like an ambulance chaser that can swim. But Walker says cruise ship contracts are so restrictive, the chase rarely pays off. Still, frustrated but not injured Carnival customers take heart. Imagine working on a disabled ship with thousands of angry passengers, where you're the one cleaning up all that sewage. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.